أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا صدق الله العظيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته شیر خالق الله سلیم ربانی رومی وقتان شاکین حضرت روان مکیو روان تایتلی یا رب کرم سے اپنے دونوں جہان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے دونوں جہان دے اسی دعا رجا
یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے دونوں جہان دے
یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے
غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے اس کو امان دے
یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو
اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے
اور اپنی محبت کی بھی
اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے ایک خاص شان دے کرم سے اپنے تو
یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے
یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے
جس میں تیری ہی یاد ہو میں تیری ہی یاد ہو
ایسی ہر آن دے ایسی ہر آن دے
یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو
کوئی ہمارے کان میں ایسی فغان دے
جس سے ہمارا ہر بنے مو
بس تجھ پہ جان دے بس تجھ پہ جان دے
یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو
اور اپنی معرفت کی بھی مجھے ایسی شان دے اور اپنی معرفت کی بھی مجھے ایسی شان دے مجھے ایسی شان دے
ہر دھر کائنات کا
تیرا نشان دے تیرا نشان دے
یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو
اپنا بتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے اپنا بتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے
جاؤں جہاں بھی دل میرا
بس تجھ پہ جان دے بس تجھ پہ جان دے
جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا
بس تجھ پہ جان यारब तेरे यारब करम से अपने तू हिम्मत की मेरी खाक को वो आने बान दे हिम्मत की मेरी खाक को वो आने बान दे दिल को जो मेरे शौकते दिल को जो मेरे शौकते हफ्तासमान दे दिल को जो मेरे शौकते हफ्तासमान दे यारब करम से अपने तू तौफीक का करम से वो तीरों कमान दे तौफीक का करम से वो तीरों कमान दे जो हर अदू से हर जमा मुझको अमान दे जो हर अदू से हर जमा हमको अमान दे या रब करम से अपने तू मालिक मेरी जुबान को वो सहर बया दे मालिक मेरी जुबान को वो सहर बया दे जो मेरी बात सुन ले जो मेरी बात सुन ले वो भी तुझ पे जान दे वो भी तुझ पे जान दे जो मेरी बात सुन ले वो भी तुझ पे जान दे या रब करम से अपने तू अख्तर को अपने गम की वो मखमूर जान दे अख्तर को अपने गम की वो मखमूर जान दे जो तेरे दर्द गम का जो तेरे दर्द गम का हम आंसू बयान दे जो तेरे दर्द गम का हम आंसू बयान दे या रब करम से अपने तू दोनों जान दे जो मुस्तहिक गज़ब का है उसको अमान दे या रब करम से अपने तू या रब करम से अपने तू
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاق وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هون من الأهوال مقتحمي أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا طائركم معكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا حامة ولا صفرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. First we translate, it is very beautiful. All Hadhrat Dhammat Parakartum forms are extremely beautiful. Azan is at opposite. Azan is opposite. Ya Rab Karam se apne ko dono jahan de. And these duas which Hazrat has mentioned here, make them as duas also and make them not only to listen today, but take out time whenever it is. Few minutes or make this muraqaba. What Hazrat has asked here, we should also be asking. And one important thing is all the time we should be conscious of our islah also. And here Hazrat has asked all about our islah. And we should be conscious about it also at all times, not only when we come majlis or something. A person whom Allah gives that tawfiq is conscious of his islah, all the time his islah will be getting made. So Allah, give us out of your kindness both the worlds, the goodness of this world also and the goodness of the year after as well. Ya Rab Karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghadab hai usko aman de. He who is worthy and liable and guilty of punishment, oh Allah, in your mercy and kindness, you give him also amnesty. You forgive him also and you remove all the punishment that was due to him also. Aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de. And this is now one thing. And out of your kindness, oh Allah, give me the truthfulness of the tongue. Let me have the truthfulness of the tongue. There is a very, very great ni'mat. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you don't get dunya, you live a poor, simple life. But if you have got these four qualities, you don't have to worry anything. One of the four, truthfulness of the tongue. That Allah blessed you not to lie, not to speak lies, not to be ambiguous, not to speak things of doubt, etc. Always your tongue, a truthful tongue, is a very great ni'mat of Allah. Aur apni muhabbat ki bhi ek khas shaan de. There is also something to be asked of Allah. Give me a special way, a special position in your love, O Allah. Make me amongst those special people who love you. Give me that. And this is to be asked also, Allah, that Ya Allah, give me that so that I can become a true lover of yours. Ya Rab mujhe zaman aur aisa makan de. O Allah, give me such a time and such a place. This also, how many people are deprived of this? And there is also something to ask Allah. Such time we have and such places we have, jisme teri hi yaad ho, aisi har aan de, in which, oh Allah, I only remember you. Give me those moments that I can sit and I only remember you. It's me and it's you. You and her. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Every desire has left my heart, oh Allah. Oh Allah, come now in my heart. Now there is privacy. Everyone is gone. Everything is gone. It's only me and you. Aaja meri aankho mein, samaja meri dil mein. Oh Allah, come in my eyes. Oh Allah, come into my heart. Oh Allah, be let it be only me and you. Aisi har aan de. And in fact, make every moment of my life like that. That wherever I am, my heart is connected. I can be with people talking, but oh Allah, I'm connected with you all the time. So that's also a very special dua that we should make. When we become conscious of our Islam in connection with Allah, then we'll be begging Allah of these things. And oh Allah, give us such a news, such a information, such a current in our ears, jisse hamara har mone muh tujh pe jaan de, by which we change, and from with every hair of my body I want to give my life. Every hair of my body becomes a life, and all those lives I sacrifice for you. I become such a dying heart of yours that oh Allah, everything, all my time, all my capabilities, whatever I have, I just want to sacrifice for you. This is something that what we should have a desire. Not listen just to this for entertainment, but this becomes our condition that we want to have this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Aur apni maarifat ki mujhe aisi shaan de, and oh Allah, give me such a level, such a flavor, such a way of your maarifat, of your recognition. Har zarra kainat ka tera nishan de, that every speck of the world, everything becomes a sign by which I recognize you. Whatever I see, when I see the eyes of people, then I realize what the value of eyes are. When somebody with his brain sees what he has done, what is your qudrat, what brains you have given to people. When I see the kindness of people, Ya Allah, what kindness. Everything that I see, the rains that came down now heavy, we see Allah's rahmat in there. That, and the qudrat of Allah, how the tap Allah opened it and how Allah closed it. What is the qudrat of Allah? In everything we see the qudrat. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe e rabbi jahan. It's also a poem of our share, that oh Allah Ta'ala, how I could recognize you, how, where I could meet you, where and when. In other words, everything, make it a sign of your recognition. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe e rabbi jahan. Oh, the king of the worlds and the creator, everything is a sign of yours. A poet says that when you go in the desert and you see the tongue of a camel, this clearly tells you a camel has gone this way. So Allah, the heavens and the earth, don't they tell me that you are there? You are the one who has made them. When the tongue can tell you a camel has gone here, the tongue of a cow, you say a cow was here. And you see the waist of a goat, you say a goat was here. So with all this, can't we see Allah Ta'ala? So Allah, give me that, open the eyes of my heart, that wherever, all the time, I just see you, oh Allah. Whether it's your wife, whether it's your baby, whether the baby is awake, chuckling and talking, you get so happy, more than you enjoy that, who has made all that? And when you see the baby sleeping a sweet sleep, then also recognize Allah Ta'ala. When you see your children playing and laughing, your wife is happy, then أَذْحَكَ اللَّهَ سِنَّةً. May Allah keep you always happy. Who gave this happiness? Allah. May Allah always keep you happy. So a person be connected with Allah Ta'ala all the time. أَفْنَا بَتَا دِي مُجْكُ يُو أَفْنَا نِشَانْ دِي. Give me your address, O Allah. Give me those landmarks by which I can recognize. And everything is a clear sign of Allah Ta'ala. Jaao jahan bhi dil mera bas tujh par jaan hai. Wherever I go, all the time I'm prepared to sacrifice my life for you. I can be in a place of ghaflat, at an airport, there is music, there is people walking, the dressing of the people, the shops, the businesses, but my heart be connected with you all the time. Wherever I go, all the time, I just see you. If you go to the sea, not only you are seeing the waves, but in them you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. If you go to a mountainous area, not only the mountains you are seeing, the sunrise and the sunset, but you are seeing behind it all, you are seeing Allah Ta'ala all the time. Oh Allah, make that my condition.
آہوں
کو میرے درد کا وہ ترجمہ دے. And the ah of my heart, the sighs of my heart when I see you, when I recognize you, give me that translation of it. Give me that tongue that I can explain it to the people. Give me those people who will help me that what I've got in my heart, they help me and they also make it known in the world. Like, see our Shaykh Da'amat Barakatuhu, Hadrat has given him Mirza, that mashallah, all the time, every work of Hadrat, he's busy translating. And how many people have translated Hadrat's work in so many languages? So that is a desire of that lover of Allah Ta'ala, that he wants every, this must reach everyone. Oh Allah, give me that, make that means for me, that oh Allah, I get my hands and my supporters who take this desire of my heart and they spread it in the world of Allah. Tera bayan har zuban, jisse zuban de. And your bayan, oh Allah, let it come in as many languages are there in the world, let it come into that language. Let it be translated, let it go. In other words, that love of mine, Hazrat is saying what I've got in my heart, oh Allah, make the means that it does not remain in my heart and I get buried with it. Shaykh Shams Tabriz, rahmatullah alayh, the Shaykh of Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayh. He had this burning love of Allah, he made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, my time of parting from the world has come near. Let it not be that I get buried with this love of yours. Give me the opportunity, give me somebody that I can transfer this love, this burning fire of love of yours into somebody else's heart. Then the whole story starts where he met Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh. Was a very great alim, but not a lover of Allah. Not one connected with Allah. He transferred that love into his heart. And then he made the hearts of millions of people come alive in the world. So Allah bless me also, so that I also can find somebody that will take this love and spread it in the world in every form. Himmat ki meri khaab ko wo aan baande. And oh Allah, this body of mine, sand and stone, but give it that courage. That startling courage, give it to me. Jisko dil ko jo mere shaukat hai haft asman de, and give my heart that stirring effects like the seven earths. In other words, give me that courage that I can explain your love. I can tell people what is your love. I can get them connected to you, O Allah. Give me. Let me not be weak. Let me not be lazy. Let me not be down. Let me have that courage that I can speak and explain to the people what your love is all the time. Tawfiq ka karam se wo teer aur kamaan de. And O Allah, give me that tawfiq by your kindness, by which I have that bow and arrow. In one aspect this, that oh Allah, wherever I go, I make out who is got potential of your love. And then I make him close to me. And I wean his heart over. And I pump his heart with your love, that he also gets filled with your love. And really there are so many people. Just one email that came now, so surprising. A girl of 16 years in school. But what a letter she wrote. How much of love of Allah. She wants to learn the love of Allah. So there are plenty people in the world like this young people. Hey, one young boy, university student in Mauritius. What he's filled with the love of Allah. And how he wants this love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, wherever they are, Hazrat Da'amat Barakatuhu used to say, I should travel in the world to look for those people. Oh Allah, give me that target of mine that I find these people. And when I get them, I meet them over. And I may fill the love of Allah in their heart and let them become also imbued. This is a true lover of Allah. He wants this all the time. And wherever he finds such people, he's got time for them. He loves them. He makes them close, those who genuinely want to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says, our Shaykh Da'amat Barakatuhu told us many times that it is usually the murid that sacrifices and gives his life for his Shaykh. But when a Shaykh finds somebody who really wants the love of Allah, the Shaykh sacrifices for the murid. He becomes like the khalim of the murid because this person wants to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is a true Shaykh. Not the one that is after your money, or after your woman, or after other things, but he wants you to get the love of Allah. And when he finds that potential in a person, he gives his life for that person. He's ready to sacrifice for that person. May Allah make us like that, that we have that, Allah opens that capacity in us for the love of Allah Ta'ala. جو ہر عدو سے ہر زمان مجھ کو امان دے. You know, Allah, give me protection from all enemies of all type. The minute a person is imbued with any good quality, even with the love of Allah, you get innumerable enemies. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, what enemies didn't he also have? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, all those, the minute you have some quality in you, you are going to have enemies. Don't get frightened for that. But if you are sincere, you have got humbleness, sincerity, then Allah will protect you. You don't have to worry about that. So, oh Allah, protect me from all the enemies of all times. And of course, shaitan and nafs are such great enemies of us. All the time they are there, you protect us, oh Allah. Malik meri zuban ko wo sehre bayan de. Oh Allah, give me that effect in my bayan, like the effect of jadu. How jadu works on people. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسَّحَرَ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that people have got that bayan, they speak in such a way like they got the gift of the care of the tongue, the gift of the tongue, how they speak. Oh Allah, let me, you give me that and let me use it to win over people to your love, oh Allah, to your obedience, oh Allah ta'ala. جو میری بات سن لے وہ بھی تجھ پہ جان دے. Whoever listens to what I have to say, he also wants to give his life for you. Let me speak in such a way that I win the hearts of the people. Turn their hearts and they want to give their lives for nothing and nobody but for you, O Allah. Akhtar ko apne gham ki wo makhmoor jaan de. O Allah, give Akhtar Hadrat say, all of us, may Allah bless us. Give us that, make us drunk with that love of yours, O Allah. Jo tere dard gham ka hama su bayan de. That then we speak of your love every direction. Throughout the world we go and we just speaking of your love all the time. Oh Allah, bless us with that love of yours in our hearts. May Allah make this a reality and bring this within us, inshaAllah. We have finished the month of Muharram. We are now in the month of Safar, the second month of the Islamic calendar. And there are great, great lessons also that we have to learn from the month of Safar. For the month of Safar, the name, there are many names explained to it in the days of Jahiliyyah, ignorance. They had a lot of things attributed to the month of Safar. One thing, or one said, which is not really so famous, but is also one meaning, but is more relevant to us, is that this month is regarded as an empty month. That there is no barakat in it, there is no goodness. In fact, in the days of Jahiliyyah, ignorance, they should think this to be an evil month, a bad month. And unfortunately, this is superstition. This whole subject is really on superstition. That the superstition has still come through and filtered through to us also till today to quite an extent. And for a muwahhid, a person who believes in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the reciter of La ilaha illallah, that there is no other deity, no God, no power, nothing, nobody can do anything besides Allah Ta'ala. For him still to think, come to that from such a high level which he claims, and he comes to such a level that he believes in superstition. Superstition, we all know the word, we all know the meaning, but if it can register in our minds what superstition is. Like for example, rumor, a rumor. A rumor is nothing. Something that just goes around. It's just a rumor. But if a person from solid facts, a judge, a proper judge, if any if the evidence they leave, which is hearsay, he stops it there and there. This is hearsay. We want proper solid. Now in a court case, if you drop down from solid evidence and you come down to hearsay, what will be the result of such a judgment? A person who believes in hard facts, the oneness, the qudrat, the power of Allah, and he drops from there and he comes into superstition. How hasn't he fallen? How hard, how down hasn't he fallen if he comes into superstition? So this is all that we have to get rid of during this month. So in this month, this very notion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated it in so many very, very clear ahadith that there is absolutely nothing of all this, the wrong beliefs the people had. They regarded to a suffer that there is a snake, a worm in the stomach, and that when you feel hungry, it causes pain, etc. And it causes you a lot of other disease, etc. Suffer has nothing to do. Nabi Sandhavas, there is nothing like that. Now just imagine, 1400 years ago, when there were no x-ray machines to see what's happening in the stomach and all that, and people had funny beliefs. Right up to the Middle Ages in Europe, they believed the earth was a flat, like a tabletop. And if you go to the end, you'll fall down somewhere. They had this, and 1400 years ago, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif, spoke everything, kullun fi falaki yasbahu. That the astronomy about this earth, that how it is round and how it's moving in its orbit, all this was explained 1400 years ago. The formation of a child, how perfectly the Quran Sharif has described it, that how a child is formed in the womb of the mother 1400 years ago, when there were no saunas, no x-ray machines, nothing like that, and the Quran Sharif. So that solid knowledge we have got. That Quran Sharif is with us today. That hadith is with us today. And for a person of this caliber and this nature, for him to come down to superstition, it's unbelievable. It's not understandable. You can't reconcile it. How can this person believe in superstition? But very, very sadly, we'll have just any famous amir come. Oh, people just make him famous. Then you see practically no Maulvi, no Tablighi, no Sufis left. Queues, lines and lines. How many cases there have been in our country? Recently. And they go and they all will go mad behind these people. Our knowledge, our taqwa, everything, our tawheed, we don't know where we bury and we become slaves of these people. And one person from Bangladesh, who was famous here, Mufti Jin. All should believe in him as Mufti Jin. And he was quite famous. And who didn't go to him? One day, and he told people also that every day I go to Bangladesh and I teach Bukhari Sharif and I come back here again. So how gullible our people are, it's unbelievable. The people just fell for it, that he is such a great person. So he came to me in the Darul Uloom and he told me, after this South Africa, I'm to go to England. And for my visa supporting letter, I need a letter from the Darul Uloom. So I told him, Mufti sahab, you go every day to Bangladesh and you come back. What do you need a visa for going to UK? You just go away to UK also. You don't need you are independent of visa and immigration and custom and all that. These are those types. Our very close friend, Maulana Hussain Bhayat, rahmatullah alayh, he was at his house also. And he used to do all funny things and he used to have the maids' lights switched off. And then funny sounds he used to make. And he's a Mufti sahab. Actually he was a Mufti sahab. Hey, imagine a Mufti sahab and all this drama of his. And how the people are falling, and big Muftis are also falling for his drama. So Maulana Hussain Bhaiya, those who know and knew his nature. So when this drama was getting on, he went and put on the main switch. And all the lights came on. He became so angry because all his fake drama, it all opened up to the people. And there are so many. One person came also a qualified graduate of a Darul Uloom, who we call an Ani. Once we were in Azadul with Hazrat Dawud Barakatuhum, and few of our alim friends also went to him for treatment. And he used to tell, what he used to say, that Quran Sharif, na'uz billah, is too weak to treat this jadu which has been made. And there are many who say this, that this some takaloshi has made this jadu, or some sangoma has made it. And it's very strong jadu they have made, and you have to go to a sangoma to get it again. And he said, na'uz billah, Quran is too weak. And he gave them wazifas to read of the Hindus, their jogi jepa. They must read his name, wazifa. Hazrat made those people alims, he made them read kalima again. By you going to him and accepting what he has said, you have lost your iman. Today we don't know where and how easily we are losing our iman. We are happy carrying on with our namazes, happy carrying on keeping rozas, like Muslims we are talking, but in the process we have lost our iman. Hey, you are going to the airport, but you don't realize you lost your passport on the way somewhere. There was a roadblock, they checked up something and somebody stole your passport and you're not aware. Happily you're going to the airport, that I'm quite alright. I got when you reach there, oh, no passport. Hey, it mustn't happen when we come in the cover, no passport of Iman. I thought my passport is there all the time. But they're crooks, they stole it somewhere. Wherever, in whichever way, and when I get into the cupboard, I see that my iman was stolen. My passport of iman is gone. We have to be very conscious. And what then, what is happening in the world? Fitness, fitan, kalaini, mudni. Like a dark night, fitness are just coming. Like the tasbih dana, in the whole tasbih, if that string is broken, and how the seeds just fall out and spread everywhere. Like that, fitness are like that. We have to be very careful today. So anyway, so this is a time to take stock of ourselves on these matters also. So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La adwa. One thing, that there is no contagious disease. Until today, very learned people, doctors with all their research, they tell us diseases are contagious. And many of us, we accept it and believe it. Yes, diseases are contagious. The same doubt came to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum too. That a camel that has got a certain disease and it goes into other camels also, then the disease spreads amongst them. So it's contagious. So they ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it's a contagious disease. And you are saying there is no contagious disease. What a beautiful answer. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that first camel, where did it get? Its disease. Where was the other contagious, another camel? There was no other camel. From where did it get its disease? Just like today we say flu. And we speak also in the house. You passed your flu on to me. One person got a flu, another child. Now the mother got a flu. Now the father got a flu. We say that you passed it on. Eh? And they say that you have too much germs, you must be very careful when all this, when there is a, somebody got a flu, put him in quarantine, don't use his utensils, etc. If that is the case, where the, then there are epidemics also, sometimes malaria, sometimes cholera, other diseases, and the many people getting them. So if it is that the disease is contagious, then everyone must get it. But there are many people who don't get it. It becomes widespread. So it is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Hakim Yusuf, rahmatullahi alayhi of Hakwat gave a beautiful example. He says, it's not the disease that is contagious, it is our lifestyle and eating habits which are contagious. Like one family, one community, like you speak commonly, Indian people have got this eating habits. White people have got these eating habits. Black people have got this. Their diet is like this. The way of life is different. So according to that, because of that, the diseases come. Because they all got the same habit in one house, they got a similar habit of their eating pattern, their lifestyle. So that brings a disease, so that causes it. Not that it's going from person to person. That is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. So this we should not believe in. It la adwa. There are no contagious diseases. That it goes from one person to another. And also within this, there is also, it appears a complete big hoax also, this to have vaccines and to save yourself from all diseases. And many, many cases we have witnessed with our eyes, those who took the vaccines, they got, the disease came to them. In fact, there is one theory, and there are a lot of this kind of theories, that for women especially, the womb cancer, they have a certain type of a medicine to stop. But those who took that medicine, they got womb cancer. And those who didn't, they didn't get womb cancer. So all these things here, so it is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And we must safeguard ourselves from all these other things. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La adwa. There is no contagious. Wala tiyara. Tiyar means a bird. What it was, that the pagan Arabs, they used to have this, that whenever they want to do something important, like we make istikhara, Allah has given us such a beautiful istikhara, is to make mashura with Allah Ta'ala. Should I do this? Shouldn't I do it? Then Allah puts it in your heart. Perhaps you see a dream, not necessarily, but Allah will put it in your heart if you make sincere istikhara. If that is, you're asking Allah, must I start this business? Not. Must I do this business, deal with these people? Must I buy this house? Must I invest in here? Or must I not invest? Whatever you want to, Allah will put in your heart what is the right thing. Marriage, should I accept this proposal for my daughter? Or should we propose to this girl for my son? Allah will put in your heart what it is. But what the pagan Arabs used to do, they should let a bird fly. If it flies in the right direction, they should say that there is goodness in it. And if it flies in the left direction, they should say, no, bad luck, it's no good, it's not going to work out. So the flying of a bird, where has that got control to make, to know the decisions and what is good and what is bad? The Allah Ta'ala, so Islam has given us such a beautiful thing like istikhara, like mashura. People who know that field, go and make mashura with them. You have to have an operation, should I have this operation done or not? Those who are acquainted and know about it and who have got your welfare at heart, make mashura with them. What do you think? Well, and then make istikhara. Allah will put the right thing. A person who makes istikhara won't go wrong. A person who makes mashura, he won't be sorrowful on his actions. Allah will guide him towards righteousness. And the bird is going to fly whichever direction it wants to. What is that? How can that give you that you make a decision, this is good for me, this is bad? That flying of the bird in any direction has got nothing to do with it whatsoever. And in that strain, all so many other superstitions which still today prevails with us. How many of us, when a cat crosses the road, accident will happen in front? The cat saw a mouse on the other side. It's running for its rosy. And that has got nothing to do with it. Now Allah, who is the controller of everything, whether you're going to meet up with an accident or not, that is in the hands of Allah. Now you took it out from Allah and you put it not only in the cat, but in the running of the cat across the road. A tawheed, that great power of tawheed is an extremely great power. The reality of tawheed, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, you can have the worst problem in the world, but if you call Allah by Ismi Azam, by His great name. And what is Ismi Azam? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that you make your dua, you call unto Allah in such a way that there is no hope of yours on anyone, anything besides. Only Allah, only you, Ya Allah. When a person becomes helpless like that, then he turns to, finally he comes to that, Ya Allah, there is nobody who can help me. Nobody who I had so much hope, who promised me what and what, all turned around. There is no, you the only one, O Allah. Then see how they do. That is Ismi Azam. When you make dua like that. So that power of tawheed is a great power. We gave that away, we threw it overboard, we traded it in. And what we put our yaqeen in? The running of a cat. Where can that be for a mu'min, for a muwahid, a person who believes in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala? The cat meows at night, we say tomorrow morning news going to come that somebody passed away. Now the cat is giving birth to its kittens, it's going through childbirth, pains of childbirth. What is that? Where has that got the power of killing somebody? And you're going to get the news, some close family member has died. But all these things, until not very long ago, about 30 years ago, some of our family friends, who also this weakness, it is so sad that how many times that good people, it can be alims, it can be muftis, it can be sufis, tablighis, but you make a bayan also that only Allah does. Allah is the only doer. And after that, you gone to an army for that he must help you. Just now you said only Allah does everything. Now where you gone to this person and to that person? So anyway, this family, now person was getting married and he went to an army for something, for barakat in his wedding, you mustn't have problems, etc. What he told me, you have to kill a black fowl. And how must you kill the black fowl? With your car you must drive and you must go onto it and kill it. They were living on a farm, a reasonably nice big yard they had. Now the fowl is going to run for its life. It wants to save its life. The fowl, more dramatic than Kialami racetrack or any other racetrack, he's going this way, that way, that way, trying to get the fowl and kill the fowl. This for a mu'min, for an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who believes in Tawheed, who makes the Hajjud and who reads Fajr Namaz, bows his head on the ground for Allah, and now he's doing all this. What a big fool we make of ourselves. Everything, when we turn away from the laws of Allah, from Tawheed, and we're going to shirk, look at this other piece, shirk. Wow, how stupid it makes you. The same idol you carve out with your own hands, now you will make such that to that idol. You give it food to eat, it can't eat that food. Flies and mice are eating that food in front of the idol. Idol can't, but you worshipping that. This idol will do all my work. It can't lie on one side on its own. On the other side, it's depending on you. You put it this way, you put it that way. That's the only way it can get where it will go. It can't do a thing for itself. And people put their yaqeen in that there. Hey, the minute you turn the highest stupidity and idiocy is when a person turns from the laws of Allah. Shirk and kufr he goes into. So all this type of things we must wala priya, all type of superstition. We must completely take it out of our lives. And how will this come? When we go in the company of Ahlullah. That is when it will come. And the genuine Ahlullah, not those themselves also who are believing all the time in Jadu. And they also all the time in Jadu, etc. And encouraging other people. No, they are going to become worse. Those people whom Allah has blessed. Our Shaykh Tamit Barakat and people told him, this is what happens everywhere. When Hazrat got his stroke, then all came armies that this person made Jadu, that person made Jadu. Hazrat said, I will do no treatment besides Sunnah treatment of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No other treatment I will do. I don't need all this here. So there, we need a Shaykh like that in our life, who will save us from all these things. Otherwise, they will also encourage us, you must go to this. There is a very good amir. That is a good amir. One amir, one time, one doctor of a country town, Sunday morning, I was in the office in the darkroom, he came to me that a certain amir has told people that my mother has made jadu. And this is what happens. These people here, they cause so many fights in the family. And the mother has made, the auntie has made jadu, the sister has made jadu, and good people fall for this. And they start believing this. You know the person, your history, you know that person is not like that. But just this doubt has to be put in you, and then you start believing in it. And then what also they do? They burn some loban in front of you. And look in there, you'll see the person. And smoke that comes, and how it rises and goes. Whatever picture you want to form, what is in your mind, you'll make it out in there. Just like many musallas also, not these, but many masjid musallas who got so many designs. You'll see whatever you want to make, a dragon out of there, or a dwarf out of there. The tiles, many tiles also, you can make what designs out from there. So like that. So they burn that loban and they tell you, see, look in there, you'll see. Now what you have got a doubt, you're going to see that. Oh, that Amir showed me clearly. It is my mother-in-law making this jadu. It is my sister-in-law. I saw it clearly. He showed me. I saw it clearly. All so big fraudsters and so big fakes. And these certain people, today, all the adverts in the paper, so many adverts, what funny things they advertise. Unbelievable things they advertise. But you will be surprised. One black student of ours, who Ali, he told me, I'm in touch with these people, I know them. He says, you won't believe how many of your good women come to them. And their iman, their izzat and honor, everything is looted from them. But when a person becomes desperate for children, desperate in some illness, your child's illness, your illness, people do the worst things which you cannot imagine. Unless we don't make our iman strong, and especially for the woman, for man also, a person falls prey to all these things. Otherwise, people have got money, and these are there to loot your money. And what funny things, it's not proper to speak of those things also, what things are happening. So anyway, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah raise the ranks of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
so high, he has come, and when the world was filled with not only superstition, with idol worship, with every evil darkness, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let that light of hidayat, tawheed, that nur, and he made it so strong, whole Kaaba was removed with all the idols. All the superstition was removed. And but today, unfortunately, how many of us are back in the days of paganism, back in the days of darkness before the days of Islam? So it's very important that we cleanse our hearts of these things. If these things are in our hearts, our tahajjud and our tilawat of Quran and our du'as, but we got the superstition, it is like in a whole 200 liter drum of zamzam, you can put urine in there. This we have to take out. Wala tiyara, wala hamma. Hamma, the owl. The owl, till today it is taken a thing of bad omen. That bad effects of with the owl. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the owl has got no power to bring any bad effect. If a person saw an owl flying at night, oh, finish. Then this problem going to come, that problem going to come. Absolutely. How strong Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made a mu'min. That put your trust only on Allah, on nothing else. And especially the worst, the weakest, Inna awhana al-buyut la baytul ankabut. The weakest of houses is the house of the spider. But how strong is that spider, the web? That today the web also, web made, all this web all the time. It catches the people, that fly can't come out of that web of the spider. People are caught on the web. Hours and hours they gone. Googling, yeah. Now the Imam is Imam Google. Anything you Google, you just go to Imam Google and he gives you everything. All the time. Now this. But doesn't you need in your life also, you Googling all the time. And the minute you're in this net, then you can't come out of it. The minute you are caught in this, hours and hours people are spending. Good people at night after Isha, Fajr can go, you can miss Fajr namaz, you can miss Jamaat, but the next 2 hours, 3 hours, so long on the net, that is compulsory for them, you can't do without it, all the time. So anyway, the owl has got no power also, and there is no bad luck in the owl whatsoever. It is one makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, one creation of Allah Ta'ala. Understand that, and it has got no powers whatsoever either. Wala safara. And with regard to the month of Safar, those people, they should believe a snake in the stomach and some worms in the, and all other funny things. Nothing like that. Safar is not a month of, that there is no barakat in it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one nikah took place in the month of nikah, of Safar. And how the barakat in that nikah, in every nikah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people say, Muharram is a month of sorrow. Because of the event of Karbala. That happened how long after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where are we putting a thing that happened how many years afterwards? We're pushing it back into the teachings of Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they say no weddings in Muharram. How can you have happiness when there was sorrow like this? And month of Safar, they say it's an empty month. That you can't, there's no barakah in it. And very sadly, with this ignorance, which we portray as knowledge. How many people in the family, the elderly people, deciding a date of a marriage for the children who are getting married, they say, no, Safar, you can't. And now, Azab also Apur, the blind are led by the one-eyed. The person who got one in the amongst the blind, he's the most seeing person. So that person, and that also is seeing wrong things. Not even the right thing, he's leading all the others. That we can't have wedding in Muharram, it's wrong. You can't have wedding in Safar. There is nothing like that whatsoever. But these things, and they are regarded as the knowledgeable people. In the family, the old people, they know what they are taught. And ladies, what they say, old ladies, hopefully this is gone right out of our community, but you will be surprised. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written in detail about all these customary things and all this. One lady wrote to her husband, who was all involved in all this, she said, many things which I didn't know, now I learnt it from you. Now I'm going to practice that also. One time, one close friend of ours gave a very strong bayan against the wrong beliefs. Jadu there is, it's from Quran Sharif. Quran has spoken about it many places and given the treatment, analyzed it and given the treatment also. But it is there. So one alim friend, he spoke strongly against us. After that, one person came. Now just imagine, he said, Manana, your bayan, very good today. Really, this jadu is terrible. People fall. He spoke against it and he took the meaning that it is for. Just imagine what is in our minds. It's so hard for us to register what we got. That is why when you come to a bayan, especially to your share, empty your heart and mind. You come with thoughts, preconceived ideas. You take everything, you interpret it in that way. You take that meaning from it. So, there is nothing about the month of Safar. So old ladies, they have got this, that this month is very hard on the men. During this month is very hard. Lot of difficulties and hardships they go through. So they even have prescribed, just imagine how much knowledge they got. They even prescribed, given a prescription that 6 eggs you have to give in sadaqah, half a loaf of bread, 1 meter of calico, and a few other things, all that, you have to give that sadaqah. Otherwise the man will go through very hard times. Month of Safar is, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing, all the wrong beliefs of Safar don't exist at all. So we should make our iman strong. That is a very, very important. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and some people again, they took the literal meaning, that there is inna shum fi dar of a mar'a wa dar wa dabba, that there is bad luck in a woman, in your conveyance and the house. Now many people say, this is my house, there is all, I bought it from a Hindu, and these people did all their puja path here, bad things are in this house. Now since we came, everyone is sick in the house. Since we came, everyone fights in the house all the time. So this hala sabir il farad. If there was, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I would have ordered anyone to make sajda, I would have ordered the woman to make sajda to her husband. I would have ordered the woman. So this doesn't mean that the woman must make sajda. It's haram for her. She can't make sajda to her. In other words, she should be obedient to her husband. That level of obedience should be in her. So in the same way, this year, that if there was any black magic, a jadu, it should have been in these things. In the car, many of us say, this car, since I bought it, endless problems. I'm just facing problem after problem. In the building of this house, the builders, they built the wall skew. And they threw the slab, they threw it skew. The doors don't want to fit in now. Nothing is working. There is some jadu in here. The people who were staying in the old house that I bought and demolished, I don't know what they had done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing like that. A Muslim must be strong. He must be positive. He mustn't have all these false beliefs whatsoever. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is absolutely no, to believe in all these things is shirk. 3 times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Abu Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, jazamullah khair, explained it, that when these superstitious beliefs are common, they come in your mind. Like you are driving a dead cross, now it will come in your mind. So don't be frightened at all. Just read, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ اسْمِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So that thought that came, that is no guna. Just like also we should understand the thought that comes of itself of any guna that you commit, to commit a guna. The thought is not a guna. Yes, if you bring that thought voluntarily, then it is guna. Or the thought came, you realize I'm thinking this bad things, and now you're entertaining that thought. You're enjoying more thinking. That is guna. But the thought just that comes on its own is no guna. So any thought of superstition that comes, then there is no guna in there. But don't act on that. Don't turn around and go back home now. Or anything like that. Now in the cat was meowing at night, you pulled out the plug so that no phone comes, so I don't have to get news. That there's no anybody at night. You don't have to do all those funny things. You just carry on with your normal life. So a mu'min must be positive. So there is great, great lesson for us. If a person, wallah, if he brings tawheed in his life, there is no greater power that he has got. There is nothing that can go, that can supersede, that can override the true belief in Allah. And this is what we have to bring all the time. But we are very weak. Just little bit, the wind blows this way, that way, then we change again. Like weathercocks. Now we feel something. We go and sit in another gathering afterwards, sitting in the car and going. And now we talk, you know, there what happened, that spook story we speak about. And we speak about that spook story. Then again we now, these things, they do exist. All that. And how does people tell their spook stories? That what and what, how they personally experienced all this. All total lies. Met one person, so gave him the Dawat of Islam, a non-Muslim Christian. So he asked me one thing, that are there healing powers in Islam? Because the Christians, what the churches, one big trump card they use, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they had healing powers, and Allah gave it, the Quran speaks of it. He made a person born blind, he made him see again, he made people get up from their graves again. So they believe they still got it, the pastor, the priest in the church, he also has got all these healing powers. So he asked me in Islam also, I said, yes, how many people were du'as of the Lord, what they were. But I say, that's not the object. Object is correct belief. I told him, if your pastor has got such great healing powers, tell him to go to the hospitals and just heal all the people there. You'll save the government and people's tax will get cut so much. And you'll save the government so much, all hospitals will close. Because they got those great healing powers. So they just play. People who can walk properly comes there on a wheelchair. And he comes so like humbly, and he's so sick. And the pastor reads and prays for him. He gets up, he starts. Oh, and gullible. Everyone is so gullible. We believe in all these things. So we shouldn't be so weak in these things. Make our iman strong. So this is a very important thing at this time of the year. We take this lesson that we don't have any of the superstition, and our iman we make strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Allah is the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakat dua and tawajjuh of our beloved Hazrat Amr Barakatun, that we could have got servants at it in the name of Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo dikre illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo dikre illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah koi bataye daryaon ko aise rawani kisne di kisne chamakta din bakhsha raat suhani kisne di nanne munne paudon ko gulshan mein jawani kisne di oye akta kudrat bhi akta aisa hai mera allah illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne khak ro machli ki shikam mein yunus ko rakha kisne pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kya kisne unke naam ke gun gaate hain ibrahim khaleelullah illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah jinko aana ka sab aa gaye sir qiyamat baaqi hai suraj ke shone kehte hain hashr ki shiddat baaqi hai maut se kehti hai duniya wo bhi haqeeqat baaqi hai ab to nikalo ya ro apne dil se khiyane ghairullah illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah surah rahman par kar lo apne dil ko noorani roshan roshan qalb o jigar ho jagmag jagmag peshani dil mein khuda ka naam basa do baat karo tum qurani chamka lo kirdaar ko aisa lo kahe subhanallah illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah عشق خدا کی آگوں پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس چل جاتے ہیں پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah ab tak jo hona tha hua ab dil se toba karte hain tarke maasi ka ye asar hum aaj irada karte hain arb ne shehr ki mehfil mein hum log ye wada karte hain اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے سب کہہ دو انشاءاللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah
bismillahirrahmanirrahim inshallah tomorrow night ilatul ahad after maghrib salah so the isha salah wa ash'al majlis and zikr majlis will be take place in the madrasa Darul Ulum Azhar tomorrow to Isha and on Yawm al-Ahad Sunday morning from 10 o'clock the majlis will be commencing we'll be having a mashwara regarding our Islahi Jalsa 1 hour and then the majlis will continue thereafter and as just to remind the brothers that our Islahi Jalsa will be taking place the end of February over the 8th, 9th and 10th of February so humble request is made to the brothers to keep themselves free for that weekend and we give doubt to all the brothers each other for the success of them.
Shona, the Lord is here. I share two messages for you. Didi. Shona, Maria, what's Shona?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأعنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يبتل ونعيما لا يفتل مرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا يباشر قلوبنا ويقينا صادقا حتى نعلم أنه لا يصيبنا إلا ما كتبت لنا وارزقنا بما قسمت لنا من المعيشة بما قسمت لنا اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم استعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حسنه. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم صيبا نافعا، اللهم صيبا نافعا، اللهم صيبا نافعا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاء. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.